Over the last 3 years, the market for online games has exploded in Vietnam. The Vietnamese government is worried that kids are now spending too much time in internet cafes, battling each other with virtual swords and lasers. A new government regulation requires gaming companies to make it harder for players to receive bonus points, or level up, after they have been online for 3 hours, and to stop giving them points entirely after 5. Vu Xuan Thanh, chief inspector at the Ministry of Culture and Information, says the government is responding to its own concerns and those of many parents. Thanh said some kids play so long they collapse right on their keyboards. If your child played for 10 hours straight, he asked, would you be pleased with him? At one online gaming cafe in Hanoi, the kids admitted they tended to play for long sessions. 15-year-old Chung was playing a game called Space Cowboy. He said the longest he'd played at one sitting was 5 hours. No, say his friends, it was 24 hours. The new regulation took effect July 1st, but neither the players nor the owner of this cafe had heard of it. The owner, who asked that her name not be used, says that limiting the player's time would not work. She would have to record their ID numbers, and if she did that, she says, no one would come to her cafe. American Brian Pels is the CEO of Vinagame, which markets Swordsman, the number one online game in Vietnam. Pels says the government consulted extensively with the industry before issuing the regulation.
Vinagame, FPT, VASP, and maybe a couple of other online game providers were contacted early on. And I think they've met with gamers themselves, cafe owners, game operators, a variety of different groups to discuss.
But Pels says that implementing the regulation may be difficult.
There's a technical implementation issue. How do we make sure that after 3 hours they don't level up as quickly and after 5 hours they're cut off? We don't actually write the games ourselves. We actually license them from abroad. So we have to go to our partners abroad and have them make modifications.
Pels says he's glad the government issued the regulation, since it provides the industry with a legal framework, and he says his company will comply. But some in the industry take a harder line. Chan Vu Hai is the director of VDIG, the company that sells the scratch-off prepaid cards used to play games like Mu and Space Cowboy. Hai says the restrictions are meaningless, because players can set up multiple accounts to evade the controls. He says trying to forbid things usually has the opposite effect, and says the government needs to build more sports facilities for young people so they have something safe to do besides playing online games. Vietnam is hardly the only country concerned about children spending too much time with online games, but the effort to limit online playing time does have a particularly Vietnamese flavor. Just 15 years ago, Vietnam was still a tightly controlled society where the government kept tabs on people through their neighborhoods, their places of work, or their families. But as the internet becomes a part of life, Vietnam is starting to get used to one of the signal qualities of cyberspace, anonymity.
Anonymity is one of the fascinating things about an online game because it allows anybody to be whoever it is they want to be in the game. And that's one of the reasons why people play the games. But yet, at the same time, it's a double-edged sword. As a game operator, we really don't know who they are.
That anonymity will make it hard for Vietnam to keep its kids from playing till they drop. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.